Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Okay, week 15. Interesting, I'll just try to sound cool, slate. Interesting slate, as we've discussed very recently. A lot of big spreads. Bills and Patriots not among them. The line is 1.5 at the moment. The Bills are favored. Do you think that that's right? I don't know. To ask that, what am I asking? I mean, it's kind of always going to be right,
yeah.
You know, in this in a certain way.
I mean, I think we talked about this a couple of times last week, and I felt like the Bills would be favored in either place, Denver or New England, if it were a playoff game. And I think I probably said, I don't remember a lot anymore, that I felt like they probably would be favored in this game. New England's still got to prove it. And beating Josh Allen and the Bills twice in one season maybe is a pretty heavy lift. So I definitely agree that the Patriots, through Vrabel and everyone else, would be banging the lack of respect card. If you bang a card, banging the drums of lack of respect, I guess is
all right.
What I want.
I'll allow it.
All right. Playing that card because, you know, you look for any edge you can find. So, of course, while McDermott and the Bills, I would think, are working hard on a, hey, this has been our thing. Let's not let them win it stepping over us to get in the door. You know, if they can get it another way that's out of our control, let's control what we can control, not let them have T-shirts and hats in a game that we played in.
What's tough is if you advertise your perception that you're not getting enough respect and then you lose, well, did you deserve it? Right. Like, you kind of have to follow through. I mean, it's a motivational tactic, I know. But when you do that and you don't win,
you put yourself in a spot.
You look like a, you know, like a stiff. I miss playing cards. I never play cards anymore. It's not a part of my life at all. We don't have, like, couples, friends that play cards and come over and do that. One time, because I used to be an avid card player. That was back, you know, in college, and then it was poker, and I just loved it. And I still would say that I love it, but I never do it. One time when my son might have been in first grade or second grade, I taught him blackjack. And then you just give him, like, a roll of quarters or something.
I remember you talking about that on the show.
Yes. Yeah, he might have been, like, six.
Right.
And I taught him blackjack. Like, you know, this is – these are all the rules and the strategies and everything like that. And he sort of got some – he got some of it. And then I got a call, like, a week later that he was playing blackjack in the cafeteria at second grade. And, like
– this is one of my favorite stories.
We can't have that.
Yeah, no. It's a,
like, why not? We can't have the kids, we can't have second graders gambling at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably gambling with their food.
Even if they're just gambling for Hostess fruit pies. It's just not,
no, we can't have
not where you want to be.
I'm like, well, that seems fair.
Yeah.
So after that got out at home, like, well, I guess that's going to have to stop.
No.
But we still play board games, but it's never like.
It's a good thing to teach your kids. My Owen learned how to play poker because he was a hockey player. And there were a lot of 12-hour bus rides, and, you know, that's just that's how it's going to be, right? I never taught him because I never learned. I still don't really know how to play poker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not walk into a room and go, oh, hey, there's a chair open. Come on and sit in. Like, I just never – I never played. I was around, you know, parties where guys and girls were playing, but I never did. And it's not – you know, my dad never taught me. They played – like Michigan Rummy and Gin Rummy, Hearts, and the stuff like
love
that.
Hearts.
And we've done that with our kids. Gin Rummy is a game that the four of us have sat around on vacations. We used to do this at the cottage when we had that place in Canada, and other trips we've gone on that were, you know, like woodsy retreat type, you know, cabin type vacations. You know, those places usually come with a deck of cards.
Yep.
Right. So, but that's the extent of my card playing. So I can't say I missed it because I never really did it.
We play Hearts with my wife's brother and his wife when they come up, but they live in Florida. That's the only time we ever do. Brad Ryder took me to one of his poker games a couple of times. Maybe the first time he did, I knocked him out the first hand.
Mm. Like, you know, that's a way to not get invited back.
I had jacks. So I'm just going to bet it because I probably have a pretty good hand. Somebody comes way over the top of me, I'm going to see what happens with these jacks.
Yeah.
Maybe hit one on the flop and then kind of like, okay, you're going
to
lose now.
Listen to you with all the lingo.
You're on the flop. You're going to lose now.
Mr. Rounders over here.
You must be kicking yourself. Bad judgment.
A lot of acclaim for your Rounders reference on postgame last Sunday.
What was it?
I heard from friends. The Oreos. I don't know the movie well enough to know it, but I had numerous friends who were just, you know. Not that you were lagging in their likability rankings,
but it
did a
good. I'm starting to wonder.
It boosted you in their views.
Well, I've seen five movies.
Right. Fletch.
Rounders.
Fletch 2.
Fletch Lives. Tootsie. Willy Wonka. Citizen Kane. That's kind of like my whole list.
We're done. Yeah, that's it.
All the President's Men. Okay, time for picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, you were 5-0 last week. I was 3-2. You won last night. I lost. What's the margin?
The margin is 7.5.
7.5 game lead.
Yeah, I'm inching. I'm like the Sabres here. You know, just try to get to some version of 500. Some societally accepted version of 500. I'm 39, 41, and 2.
But the two are ties, not overtime losses.
Right. So,
okay. So it makes more sense.
All right. You're 46-32-3. That's where we're
46-32-3. All right. I kind of only like three games, but I'm obligated to pick five. I like Green Bay. Pick one in Denver. -2.5. The Packers can be kind of screwy. Like, they lost the game in Cleveland. They've lost to Carolina at home this year. Although maybe not that's not that bad. But this is the numbers talking to me. Denver's won 10 games in a row at home. The Packers are a little flighty. And the odds makers have Green Bay here. And the pressure, the points, you know, are on that side of it. So I'm just going to, I read it that way. I'm going to trust that.
Mm-hmm.
And less than a field goal, I'll take Green Bay at Denver. We should want it. Pick two. This one feels a little bit like a sucker pick, I admit, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm taking the Giants minus the same 2.5 at home against Washington. What I don't like about it is that Washington just came off, what, 31-0 at Minnesota? Just completely inept. That's a buster spot. But I just cannot see Washington, really either side of the ball, having a good day here. I know it's the Giants. Interim coach. But you've got Dart back. I think both these teams might really rather lose this game. I'm a little bit scared of that. I'm just going to take the Giants and close my eyes. -2.5. I will take, also using the numbers as I think maybe a clue here, the Bears. I don't know that this is a popular pick. -7.5 at home against Cleveland. Super cold day in Chicago. Will it be a day that debilitates these offenses? And when it comes to the Browns, who will be able to tell? That's not really fair. Shedeur Sanders has put some numbers up since taking
huge
over.
Huge numbers last week. Yeah. Monster game.
350.
Yeah.
That's the Tennessee loss, right?
Right.
So, you know, I guess I'm considering that mostly a fluke. The Bears can really run it at home, higher stakes. I'll take Chicago and try to get away with that hook there, 7.5 at home against Cleveland. So nothing especially brave here. And we'll keep that going by taking Dallas Sunday night, -6.5 home to Minnesota. Been wrong on Dallas a number of times this year. I keep liking them. Had them in Detroit, watched the game, and thought, Dallas never wins this game. But they're very live on offense. Their defense isn't as bad as it was before the season, notwithstanding what happened in Detroit. I'm very curious to see the Vikings. I talk about the Vikings every week on Matt Collar's Purple Insider podcast, but haven't seen much of McCarthy. Like, how bad is it, right? Don't we want to kind of see this game Sunday night and make a judgment? How bad is this really? It sounds pretty bad. But he's back. Maybe I get a pick six there and Dallas gets the cover. So that's four favorites. Pick five, so as not to have five favorites. Even though I am holding a Carolina Panthers NFC South winner ticket, and they now lead the division by a half game, I'll take the Saints at home over the Panthers, +2.5. The Saints beat Tampa last week in Tampa like the Falcons did last night. So there's a little bit of life.
Tyler Shuck, I got it right? That might be the first time Shuck. I've ever actually said his name the way that everyone is saying it. Is getting a lot of... I've seen this Cam Ward stuff all season. Like, I know it's going badly, but look at this throw and that throw and the supporting cast. I saw a piece today, this week. They might have their guy. There's reason to think. Like, you know, I haven't gone under the hood that heavily. I didn't read the piece. I just saw the headline. But that's the gist of it. So there's a little juice right now on the Saints, I think.
Bryce Young has been so up and down. It seems like it would be right for him to go to play Tyler Shuck and be the second best quarterback.
Right.
So for me, Green Bay, New York Giants, Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans.
All right. Well, we've you didn't force me. I mean, I can do whatever I want here and match you if I want. But you've I've decided. I mean, we're getting down to it here. I'm still down by 6.5 out of 5-0 week. 6-0 if you count last night. And I picked up 3 games. Now, that's good in 1 week, but I still got ground to make up. So I can't live with staying on Green Bay. I really like that game a lot, but I'm going to just put that aside and have 5 different games. I will, though, go head-to-head with you, despite what I just said about – I'm ignoring what I read about the Saints and Shuck. I'm going to take the Panthers, risking what you said is exactly right. It's the trepidation you should have if you're picking Carolina in this spot, is that Bryce Young can be a bit of a roller coaster. They've got an opportunity to – I mean, they're in first now, and they can strengthen that. They still have 2 left with Tampa. To come here in the final few weeks of the season. But I like them this week at the Saints, so I'll take Carolina for pick 1. I will also take their expansion brethren, the Jaguars, minus 13.5 hosting the Jets, and whoever this dude is who replaced Taylor last week at quarterback.
Brady Cook.
I just Jacksonville, when we talk about them, I feel like I hear from you like their defense is really good too, and I just can't expect that the Jets are going to be able to do much of anything in this game, even with Adonai Mitchell. So I'll take Jacksonville there with the big number, 13.5. Not as big a number, but also a home favorite by 5.5. I'll take the Rams hosting the Lions. I really like the Rams. The Lions are probably desperate in the who needs it more meter. The Lions would win that, I think. But I'm having a hard time with them. They've also been kind of up and down. Weird year for them. I love the Rams. I love Stafford, and I'll stick with them minus 5.5. I'm replacing the game I pivoted to because of your Packers-Broncos pick. I'm going to bet on the Ravens to get right enough to cover 2.5 at the Bengals.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't.
I think if they're ever going to be able to move the ball, this is it. So I'll trust that that's the better team. I think the Bengals' hopes are going up in smoke. The Ravens definitely will with another loss. So I think they stave that off and just stay kind of on the fringe, if not directly in our hair, on the fringe of our hair. Does our hair have fringe? I don't know. I'm mixing metaphors. It's getting confusing. Let me just move on.
Bengals are not dead.
Right. I know, but I think
Pittsburgh and Baltimore could lose all these games right, that they don't play each other in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think they're not dead, but I think they might think they're dead, even though they're not.
Burrow acted like he was literally dead the other day.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. And I'll take the Bills. I've been mentioning it all day. I really like them in this spot. I think it's a good enough team. I don't think New England is better than them. I'm not ready to say with authority that the Bills are better than them. They have been. That doesn't have to matter. I just think McDermott will have their attention for this game to not allow New England to party down with their first AFC title, AFC East title, excuse me, since, where are we going back? Were they a wild card the last year of Brady's career?
19.
Okay.
When they lost to Tennessee.
Right, right. I just think McDermott will have the Bills in the right mind. And I think tactically there'll be enough here. I think Benford is a big loss if he doesn't go. We don't know that definitively. He's questionable. Probably will go right up to game time. Like Sal said, watch 4 o'clock tomorrow if you're really into it. If they elevate Dane Jackson, which I expect they will do either way, it doesn't mean that Benford won't play, but, you know, it's certainly insurance. If they don't, then there's, to me, a definitive sign that he's playing, because they only have 3 boundary corners if they don't elevate someone from the practice squad. But I like the Bills in this spot. Not so fast. You may end up getting us. You probably are going to get us. You're not going to get us at our expense. That's what I'm looking at in this game. Of course, New England is going to be really wanting it too, and in a good frame of mind. They've got the underdog card to play, so I respect all that too. I think they're a very good team, well coached. I don't think they'll make a sloppy mess of it. I think the Bills are going to have to earn it, but I like their chances to earn it. So, to recap, what have I got? Panthers,
Jacksonville,
Rams, Ravens, Bills.
Brady Cook is out of Missouri. There's a podcast host I really like, Pat Doherty, who I think he went to Missouri. Like, that's his team.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just always saying how bad this guy was at Missouri.
Awesome.
It's not firsthand for me. It's just what Pat says. I haven't heard Pat in a while, so I'm not sure if he's changed his tune. If you looked at Brady Cook's stats from last week, he went in early when Tyrod went out, and he was 14 for 30 with 2 picks against the Dolphins. Not great. We at the beginning of the show, you might like it if you missed it, we're talking about Josh Allen's record against all the other quarterbacks he's faced, which I thought of because Drake May is actually 2-1 against Allen. That includes not just this year's win, but the game at the end of last season where both quarterbacks played for 5 seconds, but they started. So New England won that game, and it goes as a loss on Allen. That makes May one of a very few quarterbacks that have a winning record against Allen. One is like Michael Penix, 1-0, right? So
right.
Brady, 4-0.
C.J. Stroud, 1-0.
One game I had to look up. 2019, Denver, home game. Any guess?
Ooh.
I never would have gotten it.
Wow, I don't remember this game at all.
Brandon Allen.
Okay. They clinched the division out there the following year, the Bills did.
They did so, and that was Drew Locke.
Okay.
And when they played San Francisco in Arizona, who was San Francisco's quarterback? 2020.
Is that still Garoppolo then?
Nick Mullins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there are some names on here. Allen is 3-0 against Fitz.
All right.
I think in a little while, I'll think they never met.
I know. I was going to say, I think if you'd asked me what's his record against Fitz, I would have said they never played.
3 times with the Dolphins.
Wow.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joined us for a preview Sunday. We'll have that for you next. It is Football Friday on WGR. This break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples. We'll be back in a snap with Mike Giardi. Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.